Welcome to part 4 of the 5 secrets to losing weight permanently. In this part, I will be talking about how it can be really beneficial to you to understand how certain lifestyle factors can stop you losing weight, because these are the things that you may be doing without really knowing about them, without being conscious of them, that would actually make it absolutely, potentially impossible for you to lose weight, but it could certainly make it very challenging. And long-term success really depends on us changing our habits and behaviours permanently so that our relationship with food, physical activity and ourselves is one which promotes health and fat loss. Now, lack of sleep and other stressors make it impossible for any fat loss program to work, but many dieters and failed dieters are unaware of this information. Some researchers wonder whether a lack of sleep is actually one of the main factors causing the obesity epidemic, because so many of us nowadays have very poor sleep. And there are a number of reasons for that. I think from my work with my clients that many people now find it very difficult to sleep because they have very high levels of stress coupled with very low levels of physical activity. And the stress produces a hormone called cortisol, which really is kind of neutralized and metabolized through aerobic exercise. So it just builds up and then it stops us from sleeping. But there are other factors as well about why we don't sleep, and some of those are hormonal imbalances, and some of those are things like hormonal imbalances caused by if you have too much light in your bedroom, for example, it can really mess up the sleep hormone called melatonin, and that can stop you having good quality sleep, but it can also have all sorts of other health impacts for you. Now, a recent study also found that stress is a problem, and stress elevates the hormone called cortisol again, and this prevents your body from burning fat while it encourages fat storage. So they had an experiment where the group was split and they were fed exactly the same number of calories and the same food, but one of the groups was stressed. And what happened was that the stressed group gained 26% more fat than the unstressed group. Now, in some other studies, dieting has been shown to promote stress because it leads to overeating. And in one experiment, they found that dieters had higher levels of the stress hormones. And I think that the stress of trying to follow a diet can make emotional eating more likely. Alternatively, we can become obsessed with food, and it may be feel at that time that it's the only aspect of our lives that we have any control over. But unfortunately, an obsessive attitude and focus on food does not help you to become a balanced eater. In fact, it may predispose you to be developing a more serious eating disorder. Now, in my Happy Weight program, you'll learn some wonderful techniques that will really empower and enable you to become more balanced so that your stress hormones don't interfere with your fat loss and your lifestyle. You'll be able to look at your lifestyle and incorporate some simple changes and practices into it that will reduce your stress levels. You'll be able to look at your lifestyle and see exactly where you're doing some things wrong that are impacting on your ability to lose weight. And together we'll do that through a process, a detailed questionnaire that I work through with my clients that really enables you to see exactly the places where you're going wrong. And that's a really interesting and fascinating process for you. So anyway, I look forward to, in part 5 of this, I'll be talking a lot more about the effect that hormonal imbalances can have on your weight and how to begin to recognize whether you are in